All right, here at the Commodity Classic at the BASF Science Behind Soybeans Seminar, I'm speaking with Vince Davis, the University of Illinois soybean specialist. And Vince, today you spoke to us about the quest for higher soybean yields and some of the things that you looked at there, especially the fact that you're seeing growers that feel like they've reached a yield plateau. You did a survey of growers, and that was one of the questions you asked them. What are you hearing from soybean growers in the state of Illinois?
Well, you know, for the most part, there's a lot of discontent about where they're at with soybean yields, and there's a lot of desire to increase soybean yields from where they're at. They've certainly been witnessing high corn yields, and they don't feel, a lot of them at least, don't feel that soybean yields are keeping pace with the increasing corn yields in Illinois.
What's your average soybean yield right now in Illinois?
The average soybean yield in 2009 was 46 bushels to the acre, which was one bushel less than 2008. Mm-hmm. And we really haven't seen that change much over about the last 5 years. It runs in the upper 40 bushel range.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you talked a little bit about that the growers are facing as far as increasing their soybean yields?
Well, over the last couple of years, probably one of the biggest challenges is the timing at which we're able to get in and plant in Illinois. We've had, the last 2 years have been very wet seasons, and we haven't been able to get 50% of our state planted until after the first week of June the last 2 years. So one of the challenges is obviously just the amount of work that has to be done in the season when it continually stays wet, and that we continue to shorten ourselves in growing season, and that limits our yield potential in terms of the amount of season-long sunlight that we're able to utilize.
It's certainly been challenging the last 2 years, that's for sure. Now, we're here at the Commodity Classic in California, but in Illinois you have a corn and soybean classic every year that you and you collect data from different locations. What are some of the things that you learned from that last year?
Well, last year we learned that, you know, again, growers have a lot of desire. There's some discontent about where they're at on soybean yield, and they have a lot of desire to increase soybean yield. And an overwhelming majority of our growers in Illinois have high goals to increase soybean yield by greater than 2 bushel to the acre for this coming growing season.
Now, another thing you did was you went to Kip Culler's farm, and you took some plants there from Kip's farm and studied them, I guess. And what did you learn from that that you were able to? The idea is, I mean, Kip Culler's, of course, is a champion soybean yield in southern Missouri. Can you do what he's done, which an average of 100 bushels an acre, in Illinois?
Well, it was an interesting trip to go down and see Kip's operation and learn what he's doing down there. And he allowed us to take plants away, as you indicated. And so we kind of did some simple yield components analysis on just a handful of plants that we brought back. And then we did that as well out of some plants in some similar high-yield studies, research experiments we're doing in the Urbana area. And we just wanted to do some comparisons on a per-plant basis of what the productivities could be. And it's clear that, you know, plants on an individual basis have high genetic potential to have a very high per-plant yield ratio when they're not competing for resources too much. But so there's a lot we have left to learn on how to maximize each individual plant's productivity in soybean as we move forward to the future, and really kind of approach some of the levels of individual plant management like we've been doing in corn for quite some time.
Now, a couple of things, you talked about a couple of specific things, and one of them was managing weeds early. How important is that, and what are you getting across to growers about the importance of weed control early in the season?
Absolutely. Controlling weeds, starting with a clean field and making sure you don't lose bushels to weeds early in the season, is a very important component. The biggest recommendation is that, one, they need to start with a clean field, and two, incorporating residual herbicides is usually going to be one way to do that, and also one way to open up that window for making a post-application in that time of the year when it's really busy to get across a lot of acres. And so if you control or minimize the weed pressure and the weed sizes for that post-emergence application because you've used a residual herbicide, and if you've used a residual herbicide, you also help to slow the evolution of glyphosate-resistant weeds when you're relying on that as a post-emergence product, is, you know, the recommendation that we're trying to get across to a lot of growers in the state.
Well, and one of the ways you're trying to, I guess, incentivize them is that you're having a new challenge that you're introducing, the soybean yield challenge in Illinois. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about working with the Illinois Soybean Association and the National Soybean Research Lab and all of the state universities, as well as community colleges and FFAs. We're really developing what's called a yield challenge, and it's different than a contest in that we're really focused on a team concept. We're focused on all of the 9 individual crop reporting districts, not necessarily just the whole state, but we're also focused on being able to compare practices between farmers' normal practices versus experimental practices and see what farmers can do at the level and as a team to work together and see what we can do in Illinois.
And I guess you've already got a website for this, and you've got a major sponsor for this in BASF, right?
That's right. We have several major sponsors for this. BASF is one of them, as well as several other major ag companies and a lot of ag companies. So I think we're up to about 500 some teams signed up for this across the state. And we have a website. It's soyyieldchallenge.com, and you can certainly go to that website and learn a lot more.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Vince. I appreciate it. That's Vince Davis here at the Science Behind Soybeans Seminar for BASF at the Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.